Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5.30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. Issues accessing beaches due to car obstructions has been seen across the county today. Children who have gone through the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service are being asked for their views on their experience, while parents are being asked to help shape new national standards through a six-week public consultation. A major television production is set to begin filming in Inishowen later this month, and calls are being made for Fallcarragh to be put forward for additional investment from Uttaras na Gaeltachta. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have an update of all the sport with Oisin at around a quarter to six. But first, the Cathaoirleach of Inishowen Municipal District says the painting of double yellow lines at the Big White Bay in Shrove appeared to have been a failure after local bus services had to be suspended yesterday because of parked cars blocking the road. Today, local link route 953 between Letterkenny and Greencastle was also cancelled. Foyle Coaches Redcastle says all other services are operating as normal, but will not serve Shrove until further notice due to the road obstructions. Councillor Martin Farn told Donna Marie Doherty on today's Greg Hughes show that it was hoped the access problems, which were widely reported last year, would be resolved with the double yellow lines, but other options may now have to be considered.
And it's something that I will have to investigate, and I will speak to the local authority about it, is do we have to go down the route of having to clamp these cars, and who does that and who takes responsibility for it? Those are things that I have to find out now and see. But that's something that you don't really want to be doing.
Similar issues of access to beaches were seen in West Donegal today. Councillor Micheál Colum Gil Asbug says while it's good to see the community take advantage of the good weather, there have been problems.
The thing that I'm concerned about is access to the beach, access to our piers and harbours when there's cars parked everywhere without it lined out so that people know where they can park and where they can't park. And you know, over the last couple of days I've just seen access to the beaches and to the piers that you couldn't get. If emergency services had to get to the pier, that they couldn't. They would have to walk a fair distance to get there, and you know, we know ourselves, if anything happens, every second counts. And we as a council, I think we need to take responsibility here, where we're inviting, we're encouraging to much Malu, the Nicotine Cantor, and our tourist section do great work. But when people come, they expect the services that are in most other areas and we don't have. So what I'm saying is that, yes, people who are driving cars or camper vans or whatever need to be responsible, but we also have a part to play here. And blocking off access to piers or beaches is not acceptable. It's not acceptable just because you can't find a car parking space closer to the beach.
Children who have gone through the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service are being asked for their views on their experience, while parents are being asked to help shape new national standards through a six-week public consultation. The Mental Health Commission has published the first draft of a set of standards and is asking respondents to help identify key areas for further development. The CAMHS service in Donegal has been under the microscope in recent years amid concerns relating to understaffing and delays in accessing appointments. Mental Health Commissioner Chief Executive John Farley says the input of respondents will help shape the service.
We currently regulate inpatient child and adolescent services, but the community services are not regulated. And so we now, under the new Mental Health Act, we will be registering and inspecting those services. And the first thing we want to do is have draft standards that make sure the services are as good as they can be. And really what we want to do is, we now have draft standards in place, and what I want to do is hear from the people who've been through services, their parents, people who refer to services and professionals, to look at our standards, go onto our website and look at our standards and give us feedback.
It's a 6-week long public consultation here in Donegal. CAMHS has been under the microscope in relation to understaffing and delays in getting those vital appointments, which is, I imagine, some of the feedback from here is you'll get will be reminiscent of that.
Yeah, well, that's good. We want to hear the feedback. Mm. We want to hear people's real lived experience. And that all goes towards shaping what the standards for the services should be. So in the current draft standards, there's a theme called accessibility and equity. Mm. And under that, there are a number of standards. And we want to make sure that people throughout Ireland and the people in Donegal are just as valuable and the kids in Donegal are just as important as the kids anywhere else, yeah. that they get the same service and they get access to a specialised service that works. Young people, their families, even GPs, you know, whoever's been referring in, if they give us that information, we can then shape the standards which will shape the service.
A major television production is set to begin filming in Inishowen later this month. RTÉ's The Unreal has been awarded a budget of more than €1 million for the production. The children's drama will be in the county to film its third season. Councillor Joy Beard has welcomed the decision to use Inishowen as a filming location. She says the production will provide a welcome boost for the local economy.
That commences on the 27th of July, and that they're going to be here for about 4 weeks in duration. So great news for Inishowen that we're going to be highlighted once again on the national stage, as such, so to speak. So it's great, you know, and great news for our economy as well here.
And you referenced there, it's another production in Inishowen, seen some major work in the past, and it only serves to enhance its reputation as a prime film and location.
Yeah, we've no doubt we're getting a great reputation as like a film and TV location. And we've had some very, very successful productions filmed here, and I think, you know, that does anybody that comes here and people see what Inishowen has, it's going to be a destination in their minds for any future film, TV, you know, shows. So that's great, you know. It's great to see it coming here. As I say, the big thing is letting everyone see Inishowen on our TV screens, and hopefully build on that. Our tourism is very important here, obviously, and people see what we have to offer here.
And you touched on briefly there the benefits to the local economy. Could you give us a few examples of what we'll see a benefit here?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, a production of this scale, you know, will support our accommodation providers, our hotels, our B&Bs, what have you, you know, our cafes, our restaurants, you know, our shops, you know, and other local businesses as well. There'll be a bit of buzz about the place, you know, but also there's opportunities there for local actors, for different crew members to be, you know, that work in that industry, hopefully, that will be able to get work that way as well. So all in all, positive news.
Calls are being made for Fulcara to be put forward for additional investment from Uttaras na Gaeltachta. Councillor Dennis McGee is urging board members to make the case for the town, saying it has undergone significant improvements in recent years and deserves further support. He believes additional investment could help deliver more housing, improve footpaths and build on the progress already made in the area. Councillor McGee says now is the time to make the strongest possible case for Fulcara.
We have a lot of plans, but we need all the agencies to come together. And I specifically talked about Uttaras because I think Uttaras and Rin na Gaeltacht have a responsibility for the Gaeltacht. We're in the heart of the Gaeltacht, and some of the strongest Irish language has been spoken around the Fulcara, Clonmany and Gidor areas. We don't have a GTEC, for instance, in Fulcara. And Uttaras na Gaeltacht have an estate down there. We have no footpaths towards that estate, like, and I think more emphasis should be put on that there. Like, they could be getting involved more, telling us, you know, where we can get the funding from. I don't think we're getting enough engagement from the department on this here issue. If we're serious about holding on to our youth, making sure that we have football players, we have people in the county building houses, staying in the locality which supports all the local economy, like, and they have a responsibility here. Uttaras na Gaeltacht, Rin na Gaeltacht, they have a responsibility for our youth going forward, because it's for the next generation that we're planning this here now. We need a complete regeneration for Fulcara and the Gaeltacht areas, and you take in Maharorty and the master plan and everything else that goes along with that there, because I feel that Dublin and the people that make the decisions have left us behind for decades.
Almost €4 million is being invested in Ireland's islands to improve infrastructure and support local communities. Donegal County Council has received over €727,000 for works on Aranmore, Tory, Gola, Inishfree, Inishbofin and Maharorty. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Rural and Community Development Minister Dara Cleary confirmed a 3.7 million funding package this morning, including almost 2.8 million for projects such as road resurfacing, pier and slipway upgrades, coastal protection works and helipad improvements. Among the projects being funded are improvements to the helipad in Arnmore, rail replacement on Torrey, road repairs on Gola in Arnmore and pier repairs on Inishbofin. The allocation also provides part funding for the employment of consultants to prepare a master plan for the Maharaburta Quay. Full details are on HighlandRadio.com. Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says the islands are vibrant communities that face unique challenges arising from their location. An investment such as this is vital to ensure that essential infrastructure is maintained and upgraded.
A new mural has been unveiled at the Donegal Railway Heritage Museum. The artwork shows a busy scene at Donegal Station around 1950 at the corner of New Row and Donegal Town. It is based on drawings by Charles Rycraft, which were originally commissioned by Ampost in the 1990s as part of a series of postage stamp designs. The mural was created by Convoy-based artist Marty McDade, who's previously completed railway-themed murals in his home and also in Castlefin. Museum manager Marty Gilroy says he hopes the new addition will encourage more visitors to the museum over the summer months.
And we hope that the mural becomes, in some ways, a bit of an attraction in itself. It's a great photo opportunity for people there. As you say, it is kind of nice, bright colours. It's a lovely part of the town as well, just down along the bridge across the river there. So we're hoping that it'll help us continue to kind of grow and generate interest, you know.
An 18-year-old suspect's been charged under the Terrorism Act in connection with an incident at a bonfire in Derry. Police say a man wearing a top with the name of a prescribed organisation and a gun on it was observed shouting at people. It happened in the Fountain Estate area. He is due to appear before Derry Magistrates Court on Wednesday, the 5th of August. Concerns are again being raised regarding the density of social housing in Convoy. Liverpool MD Gaherla, Councillor Patrick McGowan, was speaking after it was confirmed that another 30 houses are being developed there by a community housing association. However, Councillor McGowan says it's becoming increasingly clear that a town team or health check model is needed to assess the needs of the local community and ensure that the increased number of houses being built isn't having a negative impact.
Our concerns are both for the existing residents there and the newcomers that will come into Convoy and find in that there's maybe a lack of services or structures or whatever. And Convoy, it's by far the fastest growing town in Donegal. You know, I'd be quite critical at how you can just molest build where you want. And towns that have town plans is very restrictive. You can't build here and you've zoned this and zoned that. And it's very regimental. Whereas Convoy, I think that really needed in the area plan. We welcome the houses, of course we do. We need them, but at the same time that there needs to be facilities and structures for the existing and new community.
You believe that Donegal County Council perhaps is coming around to your way of thinking, and you're hopeful that we may see some movement in the future with regards to either, as you say, a town team or a health check?
Yeah, I believe that the structures are there. I had asked, along with my colleagues, for health check plans for Convoy, and more recently the community of Rowland Council looking to get a town team set up, what will come out of any consultation. And we'll probably come up with stuff that's not necessarily the same as before, like the Kenny or Balbuffet. Our new Director of Services, Anne-Marie Conlon, has wide experience there, and I think she will probably bring in a number of departments, you know, housing, planning, economic development. I think she'll pull a couple of them together and let's identify what the issues are and what they could be going forward. I think it's a set of realisation maybe that, you know, the sooner we do this, the better.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find all your GA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 14 minutes to 6 here in Highland Radio, and it's time to go over to the sports desk to say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Ryan. We start with Gaelic Games, and Kieran Kilkenny has announced his retirement from intercounty football. The Dublin forward won 6 All-Stars across a 14-year stint, which also saw him win 8 All-Ireland titles, 13 Leinster titles and 6 National Leagues. The Castleknock clubman says his time in Sky Blue has been the greatest honour of his life. Well, Kerry manager Jack O'Connor admits luck was on their side yesterday as they secured a spot in the All-Ireland football final for the second year running. The defending champions defeated Dublin by 4 points, with Dubs boss Ger Brennan expressing his discontent with several referee indecisions after the game. The Kingdom will now face Mayo in this year's final on the last Sunday of the month, and O'Connor believes that Mayo were the best team across both semi-finals at the weekend.
So we're just hoping this will raise on another little bit, because we'll have to come on. If you're judging the two teams, Mayo were probably more impressive than we were this weekend. So we'll have our hands full with the with that elusive forward line they have with those young lads, Burnham and Kobe, and obviously they've got a serious scoring threat.
And there will, of course, be lots more talk on the DEL debate hosted by Brendan Devaney this evening around the All-Ireland Championship with former Donegal County players. Paul Durkin, Nadine Doherty and Maureen O'Donnell, and sports editor of the Irish Sun, Jason Byrne, will also be joining the programme. That's the DEL debate after the 7 o'clock news this evening. On to golf. Tee times and groups for this year's Open Championship have been announced. Reigning champion golfer Scotty Scheffler will begin the defence of the Claret Jug alongside Bryson DeChambeau and Tyrrell Hatton at Royal Birkdale. Rory McIlroy, the six-time major winner, goes out at 3:15 in round one alongside Xander Schauffele, the champion at Royal Troon 2 years ago, and 2022 US Open winner Matt Fitzpatrick. Their first round starts at 3:15 on Thursday. McIlroy has been saying he's lots of work to do if he's set to compete this week. The two-time master champion had a topsy-turvy weekend at the Scottish Open.
At least I know what I'm doing. It's a matter of trying to sort of rectify it. And, you know, obviously there was some good in there today, but there was some bad as well. So, you know, I'm going to need to work a little bit over the next couple of days to be ready for Thursday.
Another featured group for rounds one and two this week at the Open will see three major winners together. 2019 champion Shane Lowry, Aaron Rea and Brooks Koepka will all tee off at 5-3 on Thursday in round one. Two-time major winner Patrick Harrington goes at 20 past one. Before that, Ulster's Tom McKibben starts at 8 a.m. on Thursday morning. Amateur qualifier David Howard is away at 20-11. Stuart Greenan is at 12:15. And former Open champion Darren Clark will tee off in round one at 10-1. To football, Shelburne will have a new manager in the dugout when they return to FAI Cup action this Friday. John Russell has made the move from Sligo Rovers to Tulka Park, having spent 4 years at the showgrounds. The Galway native replaces Joey O'Brien in the dugout after he was sacked by the Reds 3 weeks ago. Russell had previously led his former club to 6th, 7th and 8th place finishes in the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division. However, they remain rooted to the bottom of the table this campaign. Manchester United are in advanced talks to sign Aston Villa midfielder Youri Tielemans. It's reported that they've triggered the release clause of £36 million. The Old Trafford club have had a frustrating transfer market so far, losing out on midfielders Elliot Anderson and Matias Fernandes, and a deal for Atalanta's Ederson also fell through. Liverpool manager Andoni Iraola says he needs to sign more players. Club legends Mo Salah and Andy Robertson have both departed this summer. Hugh Etteke, Conor Bradley and Giovanni Leon are long-term injuries, while Jeremy Jaku and Victor Muniz have come in. Iraola says it's a difficult situation.
We have to replace very important players that were making very good numbers, and also we have a situation with especially those three, like big injuries that are going to miss some time, that we also have to find a way to replace.
From one new boss to another, Chelsea manager Xavi Alonso says he's keen to keep Enzo Fernandez at Stamford Bridge, with the Argentinian midfielder linked with a move away. He's also confirmed that Alejandro Garnacho hasn't been involved in pre-season training due to the interest of other clubs. Speaking for the first time since arriving at Chelsea, Alonso says he is starting from zero to improve the club's fortunes.
I see that it's a club with a great potential. We need for sure to make important decisions, right decisions, but I think that there is a very strong base already built.
In racing, Oisin Orr was back in the winner's enclosure this afternoon. Racing in Ayr in Scotland, he won the 2 o'clock on the 15-8 favourite Wheelift for trainer Edward Bethel. Oisin is back in action at Beverley tomorrow. An Irish champion jockey, Dunbrown McMonagall, had a number of wins over the weekend, and he's set for action this evening in a sunny Killarney in County Kerry. Finally, on the bikes, there was success over the weekend for Kilmacrenan rider Keelan Irwin in Wales. He joined the Sarecon UK Moto 48 endurance team that competed and won the UK's No Limits first 12-hour endurance race. He was part of a team of four racers that took the victory at the Ainslie Race Circuit in Wales. And that's it from the sports desk for the moment. Don't forget the DL debate is live after the 7 news this evening with Brendan Devaney. Ryan.
Thank you very much, Oisin. The Oireachtas Housing Committee will be hearing this week about new proposals to encourage more modular homes to be built in back gardens. The change would remove the need for planning permission for granny flats up to 45 square metres. It's been put forward as a possible solution to the housing shortage, particularly among young people. However, Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Owen O'Brien says local authorities need the power to regulate how many small homes are being built.
What happens in a cul-de-sac where all of a sudden there's a significant number of these dwellings in terms of water, wastewater, car parking, road access? We would have preferred a kind of a light and simple planning approval process, not as onerous as normal planning, so that a local authority at some point could say there's enough.
Public order and assault cases before the courts have increased by 11% in 2 years. Data also shows drug cases in the district courts have risen by 8% year on year. Emily Keegan has more.
The Court Service annual report for 2025 shows larceny, fraud and robbery cases have seen a 13% increase over 2 years, but a slight decrease year on year. Road traffic offences have dropped by 22% over 7 years, while new sexual offences show an increase of 13.6% over 2 years. Over 379,000 new criminal matters were presented to the courts in 2025, a drop of around 11,000 on 2024, and more than 337,000 cases were resolved. Last year was the first full year of new civil restraining order legislation, and more than 1,800 such orders were made in the district court.
And the weather dry and mostly sunny this evening. Tonight will be dry and mostly clear with lowest temperatures of 13 to 15 degrees and light to moderate easterly winds. Tomorrow will be another dry, warm and sunny day. Highest temperatures of 22 to 26 degrees, though it will be a little cooler near the north coast in light to moderate easterly winds. Look back at today's main stories. The Gaeilge of Inishowen Municipal District says the painting of double yellow lines at the Big White Bay in Shrieve appears to have been a failure after local bus services had to be suspended yesterday because of parked cars blocking the road. Today, local link route 953 between Letterkenny and Greencastle has been cancelled again. Foyle Coaches Redcastle says all other services are operating as normal but will not serve Shrieve until further notice due to the road obstructions. Councillor Martin Farn told Donna Marie Doherty on today's Greg Hughes show that it was hoped the access problems, which were widely reported last year, would be resolved with the double yellow lines, but other options such as clamping may now have to be considered. Similar issues of access to beaches were seen in West Donegal today. Councillor Micheál Colum McGill Asbug says while it is good to see the community take advantage of the good weather, there have been problems. Children who have gone through the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service are being asked for their views on their experience, while parents are being asked to help shape new national standards through a six-week public consultation. The Mental Health Commission has published the first draft of a set of standards and is asking respondents to help identify key areas for further developments. The CAMHS service in Donegal has been under the microscope in recent years amid concerns regarding understaffing and delays in accessing appointments. Mental Health Commission Chief Executive John Farley says the input of respondents will help shape the service. A major television production is set to begin filming in Inishowen later this month. RTE's The Unreal has been awarded a budget of more than €1 million for the production. The children's drama will be in the county to film its third season. Councillor Joy Beard has welcomed the decision to use Inishowen as a filming location. She says the production will provide a welcome boost for the local economy. And calls are being made for Fallcarragh to be put forward for additional investment from Uttaras na Gaeltachta. Councillor Dennis McGee is urging board members to make the case for the town, saying it has undergone significant improvements in recent years and deserves further support. He believes additional investment could help deliver more housing, improve footpaths and build on the progress of many already made in the area. Councillor McGee says now is the time to make the strongest possible case for Fallcarragh. And that's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices this Monday evening, July the 13th. The death has taken place of Bridie Cross, née Sandylands. House private today, please. Bridie will be reposing at her home, 74 St Brecon's Park, Derry, tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Funeral leaving her home on Wednesday at 9:20 a.m. to St Columb's Church, Chapel Road, for Requiem Mass at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in Milford Cemetery, Donegal. The death has taken place of Ronnie Bell, Kernone Road, Rafoe, reposing at his home today until 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 2 p.m. until 9 p.m. Family time, please, at all other times. Funeral leaving from his home on Wednesday afternoon at 12:30, going to Rafoe Presbyterian Church for service of thanksgiving at 1 p.m., followed by private cremation.
Family Flowers only please donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice and the Oncology Ward at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Bernard McCloskey, Glentugher, Carndonagh. Bernard's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.